AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blunt in his assessment of the nuclear agreement reached with Iran.
What a stunning historic mistake.
Netanyahu adds that Israel will do all it can to protect itself. The pact calls for curbs on Iran's nuclear program for at least 10 years in exchange for the lifting of international economic sanctions. AP correspondent Bradley Clapper reports both sides wanted certain advantages with the deal.
Iran wants the economic benefits of fulfilling this deal. The United States and its partners in Europe and elsewhere want Iran to scale back that nuclear program in a peaceful and diplomatic way.
Congress has 60 days to review the pact. It can then vote up or down on the measure, but that vote itself won't stop it from taking effect. Only way to block the plan is to pass new economic sanctions or prevent the president from suspending the current ones. Such moves would face a veto by President Obama. Over the past 10 years, consolidation has reduced the number of airlines in this country from 9 to 4, and with it, say, critics, competition. AP Sandy Kozel reports that the major carriers, American, Delta, United, and Southwest, have carved out regions.
At 40 of the 100 largest U.S. airports, a single airline controls a majority of the market. That's up from 34 airports a decade earlier. Also, according to an AP analysis of data, at 93 of the top 100, one or two airlines control a majority of the seats, an increase from 78 airports.
An Indianapolis man, Mark Leonard, found guilty, murder, and a number of other charges after blowing up his home. AP's Tom Coyne reports from South Bend, Indiana.
53 counts, including murder and felony murder, and an explosion in 2012 in an Indianapolis neighborhood that damaged 80 homes and killed two neighbors.
Prosecutors say Leonard blew up the house to collect his insurance. This is AP Radio News. A stick-up believed to be a performance art or just a plain bank robbery sends a man to prison.
This is from Confessions of a Sociopath, a movie released 10 years ago by the performance artist Joe Gibbons.
I don't need a job.
The speech was soft and hyper-intellectual.
I just take what I need. I'm just kidding about that.
Gibbons, who has taught at MIT and has films in the Museum of Modern Art, was apparently not kidding when he held up a Capital One bank branch in New York on New Year's Eve. Or maybe he was, as he was shooting the whole thing on a pocket-sized video camera. At any rate, he was easy to catch, and after pleading guilty to robbery, he was sentenced to a year in prison. Gibbons did not offer any explanation in court on Monday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Relatives of an unarmed black man who died after being put into a chokehold by a white police officer say they don't see a 5.9 million dollar settlement with the city of New York as a victory. Eric Garner's family wants federal civil rights charges against Officer Daniel Pantaleo. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.